Now, say my name.
It's Matt Coon!
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Total Engagement right here on the MLW Radio Network, brought to you by our great friends over there at WrestleZone.com, the world's most widely read wrestling news site on the planet. It is me, Matt Coon, a fan just like you guys, a normal fan who enjoys wrestling, may like some stuff, may not like some other stuff, but we keep it in perspective. And today, we're going to revisit something that happened a week ago. It's been a week. Some things have come out, some mysteries remain, so we're going to look at it, try to come to conclusion. Eric Bischoff getting fired after just a couple months. What the hell happened? This week on Total Engagement. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that last week, Eric Bischoff was let go by the WWE after a very short time of working for them, and Bruce Pritchard has taken over SmackDown. It's been a week, a few things have come out, and we're going to try to get through all that and try to come to a conclusion so as wrestling fans, we can know what the hell happened there. So let's start with Eric. Eric Bischoff made a statement. He made a statement on 83 Weeks, a very professional statement about how he doesn't take it personally, but how he wasn't what Vince wanted. But professionally, he's got some thinking to do, but mostly being very professional and very courteous and very genial, and went out of his way to say that Bruce Pritchard is a great friend of his. And by all accounts, Bruce Pritchard got him the job. So that's not a surprise. Bruce Pritchard also said a couple things on his podcast as well, mostly great things about Eric, how some things don't work out. It didn't work out. And that's okay. Let's get to what some other people said. Dave Meltzer reported on it. He had a big thing on it. He had a couple theories. A couple of them don't make sense. A lot of them had to do with Eric being out of touch because he's an older guy. All those arguments that he said could also be applied to Bruce Pritchard, who's still there. So that doesn't make any sense to me at all. Here is what he said, and this is a quote. I don't believe Dave Meltzer makes up quotes, so I think this is a real quote that he got from a WWE official who said, Eric had absolutely no vision, and once we were headed into Fox, everything was falling through the cracks. He messed up multiple times with Fox. Eric also had no stamina for the rigors of the job. So this is probably somebody with an axe to grind, because to say Eric had no vision, I'm 1,000% sure Eric came with a bunch of ideas. Whether you like him or whether you hate him, you know Eric's got ideas, people. Come on, you know he's got a viewpoint, you know he's opinionated, he's got an ego, he has ideas. Did things fall through the cracks? Maybe. Maybe they did. Let's talk about that last statement, the rigors of the job and the stamina. And this is what Meltzer reported, that the stamina for the job was going to be a problem for almost everyone. Bischoff 64 was in a company where it's not unusual for Vince McMahon's creative meetings to start late and often last till 3 a.m. and sometimes later. Bischoff would work a full day. Now, this is him and WWE now, go out to dinner with his wife, and people would complain that after 7 p.m. on certain days, he'd become impossible to reach. So there you go. Bischoff set some boundaries. That to me sounds like a very realistic thing, that he put in his day's work and he set some boundaries on certain days. He made himself available on other days, but on certain days after 7 p.m., he was unavailable. And that sounds reasonable in the real world in most situations, but you know if you work for Vince McMahon, that's probably not going to work. But maybe Bischoff was trying to set some boundaries and said, hey, this is what's going to happen if I'm going to work here. Let's see what Justin Barrasso had to say from Sports Illustrated. Justin really broke the story of Bischoff getting a job. He reported that WWE's decision to release Eric Bischoff took place on Monday night, which is the night before he was fired, multiple sources have told Sports Illustrated. Bischoff, who had been serving as the executive director of SmackDown since July, was informed by Human Resources on Tuesday morning following a creative meeting at WWE headquarters that his services were no longer needed. That sounds pretty cold. They went to a meeting. Human Resources person called him up. According to Barrasso, he says, unlike Paul Heyman overseeing Raw, Bischoff was never given creative authority on SmackDown. He was originally intended to oversee creative, but multiple sources confirmed that his directive was largely to observe. Bischoff's four-month run working for Vince McMahon will be marked by his failure to assimilate into the corporate structure of the company. when you take these things and you add them to a couple things that Sean Sapp has reported and that Dave Meltzer has said about Vince ripping up scripts for SmackDown before the new move to Fox, and the fact that they just fired their writer, Ryan Ward, and Meltzer has an opinion that Bischoff was going to be next to go because he was set up. Now, there's all kinds of theories out there that Eric was hired to be fired. It's a theory that Meltzer's put out there, that he was set up to be a fall guy. He was brought out because when shit went bad, he was going to be gone. To me, that smacks of the stuff of conspiracy theories. And Vince is someone who some people might see as unpredictable and maybe against the grain when it comes to some decisions. But that doesn't seem like him at all. It doesn't seem like him at all to hire somebody just to fire them. That doesn't go with anything we've heard about Vince. It doesn't go with anything we've ever heard that he brought him out, had him move out, had his wife move out, and then would fire him. That doesn't sound right to me. It may be something where maybe they didn't think it through, obviously, if you're going to send a guy home after he moves, but that doesn't sound right. And there's one theory out there that Bruce Pritchard stuck the knife in Eric's back, that he fucked him over. Bruce already was supervising Eric. Like, as far as I knew, as far as I've read, Bruce was already running shit. Like, that doesn't make any sense at all. And Bruce brought Eric in. It was at Bruce's behest to bring him in. They both went over the top since to talk about how they were good friends. And Eric even went on to say that Bruce was over for dinner even after Eric was let go. And I know some people who were conspiratorial and suspicious of people might say, well, that's part of Bruce's plan. There's no part of Bruce like that where he's going to really screw somebody over hard. Sorry. I've never seen that side of him. And Bruce doesn't love me. Bruce and I worked together for a year. I think he's a very talented, good guy. But I'm just saying I have no loyalty to anybody in this other than what I've observed. What I've observed is that would be insane to say that Bruce would do. So what happened? That's the big question. I'm going to take all this information, all the things I've heard from Bruce and Eric and Dave Meltzer and Sports Illustrated and some other reporters, put it together for you. So here's my theory. Eric Bischoff was hired to oversee SmackDown, but he was not given the same free reign with SmackDown that Heyman was with Raw. Eric came on board thinking he was going to be an equal to Heyman. He was thinking, I'm going to get SmackDown, Heyman's going to get Raw. My title's creative director, so that's what's going to happen. But really, Eric was probably brought on to do a little bit of that, but mostly work with the networks. He had a lot of experience working with networks. But Eric coming in and seeing what was going on, that wasn't his role, he got probably a little disillusioned, maybe. He didn't stop working hard, but he wasn't going to do those all-night meetings if his creative vision wasn't seen through. From everything I've heard from Eric on all of his podcasts, his interviews, he's a guy who likes to see his creative vision go through. So's Bruce, so's Russo, so's anybody in wrestling who sees himself as a creative person. Slowly but surely, Bischoff probably got a little bit more resentful. And slowly but surely, the misunderstanding of Vince going, I hired this guy to do a job. He doesn't appreciate it. He's not doing the job I hired him to do because I want him in this particular box. But that wasn't the box that Bischoff thought he was going to be in. So they're both being resentful. Bischoff's role gets shrunk and shrunk down. It's probably like, fuck this guy. He's not going to be around after 7 p.m. while we're putting in these 18, 20-hour days. And Bischoff is like, I moved out here to work this job. I will do the job I was hired to do. And push came to shove, and Vince just said, okay, it's time for him to go. This ain't working out. And Vince went ahead and put Bruce in charge of SmackDown. And I think we're seeing something there too. I think maybe Eric had to earn Vince's trust a little bit because Vince didn't know Eric as a creative person. Vince didn't know Eric as someone that he worked with behind the scenes. He knew him as a talent. And maybe Eric had to earn Vince's trust and earn his complete authority in that job and didn't feel he had to. While if you put Bruce in there, Vince knows Bruce and Vince knows that Bruce can think like he wants him to think. And it's a very comfortable situation for Bruce to work in place of Vince over at SmackDown doing the things he wanted to do. It had nothing to do with ratings. It had nothing to do with writing because a lot of these scripts were torn up before Bischoff was really in SmackDown. And from all accounts, Bischoff and Bruce didn't have a whole lot to do with those draft episodes. So that's it. Bruce is in because Vince knows that Bruce doesn't have to earn his trust because he knows that Bruce will try to think the way that Vince wants him to think. Bischoff is out because he maybe got a little bit resentful and Vince got a little bit resentful and there was miscommunication about what his role would be. And now Bischoff's not there anymore. But you got to respect the way that Bischoff's handling it. And you got to respect the fact that Bruce tried to find Bischoff a job there. And hopefully it all works out for everybody. In looking at all this information, that is what I've come up with. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Hit me up on Twitter at Matt Coon Music, at Total Engage Show. And make sure to listen every single day. Downloads this past 7 days were the most ever in the history of Total Engagement. And I'm very grateful for that. Thank you for listening. Please keep listening. We're growing every day. We're a fan culture. We're a fan fellowship. And we're growing together as a community. And I'm here for you every single day on Total Engagement with me, Matt Coon.